Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good evening. It's the LA Steel Show. And tonight I'm going to open the mics up, open the phones up to tarot reading. Hopefully somebody will call in. I wanted to discuss the... I didn't finish the reading that I did on Barack Obama and the actually, but what I thought I'd do is the cards have a way of being able to be as specific or as general as possible. And if you lighten it on the, or if you focus on a specific issue, or it has tendencies to. Spirits will engage you and give you a greater insight into the whatever your questions are. So tonight, what I wanted to do is I wanted to do a reading that I wasn't able to finish, unfortunately, last week because I had I did several other readings, but I wanted to get into another reading. Of the, this one, not so much of Obama and so on, but more so of the United States. And what I like about the tarot is it can be so very accurate, regardless of what you ask it. And tonight my question to the tarot is essentially in the next 3 months, that's really more or less what the tarot reaches specifically. I'm going to do a reading on the United States. I'm going to do an 8-card, a 9-card reading. States within the next 3 months. And my first card is the Empress card, which is a good card right now. It's signifying the present, and the present is the maternalistic aspect of our nation. Perhaps it's reflecting the aspect of the Mother Earth and so on. But I think there's a tremendous upswing. You know, what I've seen in my own experiences through the news and reporting on, but I see a tremendous wellspring of femininity. Women taking charge, women taking command of their families, of their jobs, of their workplace, of their, you know, and I think that's what we're seeing more of in this country. And according to the tarot, that's true. Now, the odd thing is the second card, which is the emotional card, is the Emperor card. And that's the God card, the Father card, the masculine card, and you have the mother taking over, and the masculine aspect of everything is in the emotional house, taking over that emotional surge. As men get laid off, they have to take over the motherly role. They have to take over the family role, and the women take over the workplace role. And a role changing. And we see, I can see this. I think this is what I believe. I believe this is what it's saying. is that in the United States you're seeing a reversal of roles, one from the masculine to the feminine. And then in the third card, which is the intellectual card, I see the Seven of Wands, which is the battle, which is the fight, the actual conflict, okay, of that, of those two, of the male and the female roles in society. And oddly enough, in the fourth house, or in the fourth place, which is the Earth card, which is the result card, is the, I see the Ten of Swords. And the Ten of Swords is a remarkable card in the sense that it means death. It means an emotional death. It means death to a system, death to oneself, or death to... And I believe we're seeing the death of the old regime, the old ways. I believe we're seeing that, and it's real. But yet, in the fifth, and the reason I say that, it's not so much death as it is a dramatic change in a separation and an emotional release of the past and going forward. And because the fifth card, which is the card of the, which is the, basically the essential card for the journey forward, is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands is the holding up of the Three Wands in a, it signifies balance. It signifies the correction. It signifies these aspects of our existence, and that you have these three cards playing out, these four cards playing out, leading to a death of an emotional, and then a resurgence, in a sense that we're holding up through faith, through patriotism, through national pride, through so many aspects. The metaphysical aspects that we are holding on and hanging on to the balance and creating the balance. But the beauty of that is in the sixth card. And the sixth card states that it's the Ten of Cups, and that's a very positive, very good card, signifying success and signifying all of the roles of the passion and the impossible and the everything together and joined and held together. And I believe we're going to be held up. I believe the United States is going to, according to these cards, spirits are saying that we will survive this revival and we will become a stronger nation. And with that Ten of Cups in this, with the eighth card, playing out, we have the card of strength, you know, and that's the ninth card. And that ninth card signifies the strength that and the ability and to do this. And I think we're going to overcome these problems. I see a very hopeful hopeful future here. But in the seventh card is the moon, and that card is one of that's part of the arc of influence. But that the moon card signifies delusion, denial, signifies hope to an extent, but kind of the it may signify the old ways dying and the delusion that we exist under this madness that this imperialistic madness that has gone on for so long in our country, and we have to break away from that or it'll destroy us and destroy other nations. That's how I see this card lying. But in the eighth card, like I said, I see success, because combined with the sixth card And that in the Ten of Cups and the Strength card together are very powerful symbols, and I believe that that's the nature. But then in the Ninth card, which is fascinating, which is the Lover's card, which is the sixth card in the deck, which is the Higher Arcana, is a card of duality. Will, our polarity, but one of free will, one of one where providence is blind here, and just and depending upon us as a nation and a people to as to how we're going to go in the future. And I think that's basically what sums up the cards tonight. There'll be a struggle, but there is a reverse, a role reversal happening, and women will be a strong players in the future of our government. And whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, I can't tell by these cards, but I do see that that it will be a reversal. There'll be an intellectual struggle. There'll be for it, and in the end, there'll be an emotional death. There'll be an emotional release. There'll be an end to the system that we know, and that'll go on to rebuild itself, creating a fragile balance at the beginning, but then flourishing into success, and then even greater strength. Even much greater strength to the nation, and then it's up to us at that point. The cards leave it up to us, and not to Providence at that point, as to how we want to progress as a country. And I find that to be quite fascinating. So, if anybody would like a tarot reading tonight, please give me a call. I'd be happy to do one for you. If not, I may read some. I've been involved lately with a fascinating book by Eric Fromm, and it's called the Inhuman, rather the Anatomy of Human Destructiveness. And basically it talks about, it's a psychological analysis and philosophical analysis of the spiritual and as well as the and the empirical aspect of mankind. And it's fascinating. It's an extremely long book. It's about 1,000 pages. Actually, it's only about 500 pages. It just seems bigger. But I've come to understand a greater understanding of this book as I've perused its many fascinating aspects. Describing man's aggressiveness and why his nature is such, and it's truly an amazing concept. I have a caller. One second. Hey, good evening. Can I help you?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. What can I do for you? Would you like a reading tonight?
I'd like a tarot card reading, s'il vous plaît.
All right. What's it? Can I have your first name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. What I'll do is I'll do a 9-card lay. And
the Celtic cross?
No, I prefer the 9-card. I'm just believe it could be called the Celtic cross. I'm working with a sacred rose tarot deck
Okay.
by Johanna. Sherman, and I really like this specific lay because it seems to be quite accurate. So let me just cut the deck here. Is there any specific question that you have that you'd like to ask tonight, or is that?
Not really. More probably in regards to my health than anything else.
Okay. And let's see what we have here. Well, presently, you're looks like you're in fairly good condition. You have the Nine of Cups. You are. Let me go to the second one, the second card, which is the emotional one. Oh, you're doing very well. It doesn't appear that you're having that much trouble here with the second card was the Six of Wands. So have you recently been awarded some kind of merit or got a promotion or published a book?
I just got fired.
Got fired?
Yeah, so the opposite of a... Well, I guess, you know what? Maybe spiritually it was a promotion.
Must have been something. What were the parameters behind that? Was it something that you said, did, or was it a vindication of some sort?
No, it was just, you know, say the wrong thing to the wrong person. That's that.
Hmm. Well, it seems that emotionally you are on a... I think you feel resolved with that, with what you said. I think you you're taking some pride in whatever it was that or is that you've done recently, and I think you're in a good position. Queen of Swords. So you are in your intellectual position. Says that you are. You have a tendency to be blunt, to say the least.
Yes.
Excuse me. So that bluntness is probably what got it. But I'm looking at these cards and I'm saying that you know you presently you seem to be in a good position emotionally, financially, physically. There's no sign that it's but you're looking forward, you're looking ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The Six of Wands seems to that you've done something meritorious. You've done something something that you're proud of and maybe other people are proud of you for. And the Queen of Swords is like, you know, explains your intellectual bluntness, your tell it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the Five of Cups is probably most revealing, and that's in your fourth card, which is more the result card or the earth card, and it's Five of Cups, which shows that through all of this, it's left you rather unbalanced, rather emotionally, physically, financially, possibly, more disheveled. You know, you're kind of at loose ends a little bit, and.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure which way to go. Certain things are falling and other things are holding up and you're not really quite sure, but you're being pulled. You're being pulled for something and I can't quite see it, but perhaps there's some kind of thing that you want to achieve and or some kind of goal that you have that seems to be pulling you away from your past to a future, but yet you're very unsure of what that is. And let me go on. Two of Pentacles. Is it you may be entering a new relationship, or you are in a relationship. You're not certain quite where it's going, but it seems solid. It looks like you may respect each other. Maybe a little stiff at times, relating especially with job loss or whatever. But you may be are you in a new relationship or?
Yes.
I don't want to pry here, but yeah. So that's what it's kind of telling me. and you're kind of feeling each other out. You're both comfortable in your own selves, but you're both very bullheaded, and you have your own ways. And let's see what happens here. The sixth card. Oh my! Okay, the Knight of Wands.
I know you don't want to pry.
I really don't. But I see things that are quite obvious. But you can share it with me. It's okay. I mean, I see the Knight of Wands where there's a very and I don't know if it's coming from you or from another source, but I see it as a very aggressive, very more than determined, almost belligerent, almost insensitive will to succeed, a drive, some kind of a driving force that you really almost can't control, and it's affecting your relationships, and it's affecting a lot. But it's not so bad. It's a Knight of Wands, but it's telling me that you have this this driving nature, and it's going somewhere for you. Let's do the seventh card. It's the Page of Cups, and the Page of Cups, I believe that you're rather remorseful in some way about what's happened. You are, you're feeling somewhat confused, but emotionally you are undergoing a change, and it's ruffling things up a bit, and it's uneasy, but it's not a major issue. It's not a major problem. It's something that you'll be able to work through, and but it's there in your arc of power, in your arc of influence, and it's something that is present, but I believe you, based on what I see here, it's just a part of an emotional kind of upheaval that you're going through right now, and a new maybe a new direction that you're pursuing. And we have here the eighth card is rather interesting. It's the Ace of Cups. And the Ace of Cups is an awkward card. I always try to look at the best possible readings on these, you know. And it's a card of opportunity. It's a card of hope. But it's one of just give me a second here, and I'll get a quicker read on it. But I believe that we're dealing more so with an emotional renewal. You're headed for a healing, all right? And it could be from someone. It could be from your mother. It could be from your partner. It could be from someone. But you're about to, from that anger and from that drive, you have to be able to moderate it or modify it a bit, and I think you're going to have that as you overcome this anxiety. It looks like you have the opportunity. Your health, it could also be an issue with your health. If you said you did have health problems, is there something that's happened or recently, a pulmonary problem or a you haven't had a heart attack or anything, have you?
No.
A lymphatic or blood or anything like that?
More throat chakra and solar plexus problem.
Oh, okay. Even with that, I'm going to go to the positive side of this. It looks like you're going to be able to get away with it. But I think a lot of your trouble, and I'm going to speculate here, and I shouldn't do that, but I see a strong element here of stress, great stress involved, especially with the six of with the Knight of Wands.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great deal of stress right now. Of course, you just quit your job and you're unemployed, so it's like that's a stress, plus your new relationship and you've developed an illness. But I honestly believe that part of that illness is probably, a good part of it is stress-related. And I'm going to leave it at that without prying any further, but I think that that's, that may be a part of it. I know, but it doesn't look... You're in a struggle. There's no question about that. And I'd love to be able to do another reading for you in about 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
See how this works out. Because the tarot is good for... The tarot readings depend on how you ask. But they tend to be good for a few months,
Mm-hmm.
Things change constantly. But the tarot is not really a long-term... it's not... It wasn't designed for an extremely long-term prophecy, or it was more for a short-term. Mm-hmm. Astrology is more of predict a year out or so. But with this, I am looking at it as a shorter term. You're in a very difficult emotional upheaval right now, and you're going through a lot. New relationship. You quit your job. You have some goal that you're working on. I don't know what that is, but I have a feeling that you have something in mind, either starting a new business or starting pursuing a new avenue of.
Yeah, I have a general idea of what it is.
Can I ask what that was? Is that would be?
I'm thinking about opening up a. Now that I'm telling, I guess everyone that's listening to your show, have you ever heard of a place called Arthur Findlay College in England?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't. But
it's a school for it's okay. It's a school for the psychic development.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was thinking of starting something like that in Canada.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you from Canada? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That would be interesting.
I think so.
Are you... how would you? Well,
I'd have to find someone with money.
Find somebody with money. Yeah.
Yeah. the eighth card was the Ace of Cups, right?
Ace of Cups, yeah. And the Ace of Cups is, like I said, it's a fascinating card because it means that you have intuitive insight, and. It shows that you, I believe that you're really looking at something that you're looking at an opportunity. You're
mm-hmm.
looking at an emotional renewal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But also going through possibly some grief, depression, that kind of thing. And there are some problems with the negative aspects of that card, but I don't want to focus on that because I don't, when I do tarot readings, actually I've been taught by my teachers, and I really prefer to believe that and to look at the positive of every card and look at the positive aspects of each one rather than the negative, because it has a lot to do with your mindset, and
mm-hmm.
the outcome. And if a psychic says, oh God, you have to worry, you're going to, then all of a sudden, the next couple of weeks, you're going to run around worrying about something that may not even exist. And rather than think about the positive aspect and of the reading. And the positive aspect, I think you have a lot of positive cards here and a lot of positive aspects to it. And I think that the funny thing is that in the King of Cups, is your final card on this lay, and this always makes me say, kind of makes me laugh, because I've always identified with that one. Yeah, you know, it's funny. The King of Cups is, you know, he represents a sensitive or artistic person, you know, kind of a daydreamer, you know, that has a creative imagination and so on and so forth, and intuitive, that type of thing. But there's a very negative side to the King of Cups as well. And we tend to be prone to tantrums and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Stubbornness.
Yeah, well, you know, if you ever heard my political shows, you'll know, because I have a tendency to rant, you know, a bit. But, you know, I kind of identify with that card only in the sense that I'm that way. But there may be somebody else in your, it may be somebody, maybe yourself actually, who have a tendency to, you want to open up a psychic school,
mm-hmm.
But so that may very well be you, but only in a masculine sense, and more of an aggressive sense. And you're prone to be angry. You're prone to be, as most creative people are. And but I don't see anything really negative here to warn you about, other than possibly your temper and possibly your be aware of your goal. And if you're serious about this relationship that you're entering into or that you're into,
mm-hmm.
be aware that you're weigh it over your goal, because what you're planning to do, it sounds like, is quite ambitious, and I wish you a lot of success in that. But I think you're going to be dealing with, when doing that, it's very difficult to be in a relationship sometimes, because you're trying to get things started, and it takes so much time and effort,
mm-hmm.
that, and involvement, that it's very, very difficult. So, you know, hopefully your partner is understanding enough, and, you know, understands the situation, or maybe a working partner with you in this, and so that together you can work and devote 1,000 hours a week to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because that's basically what happens, and in new endeavors. But I think you're going to be fine. It looks good. It looks very good. Just to watch your temper. Be careful that you don't stress yourself out, because there could be some health issues rising if you don't take care of yourself. That's always a possibility. But is there anything more specific you'd like me to ask, answer? Or?
Is there significance? Because I counted them out, it looks like there were 5 cups in total.
5 cups.
So 5 out of 10 is like, I guess.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, yes. You're absolutely right. 5.
So out of 9, that's... Actually, there were no major arcana, though, either, were there?
No, and I was kind of surprised. I was very surprised not to see one.
Yeah, so I guess it's not really that significant of a period right now. It's more of a... because of the cups.
If you'd like, I could do... if you have any specific... You have a specific... I say a specific question. Any specific question? What I can do is I could do a 3-card play and reshuffle and ask about what the if you have any a specific question.
Maybe, you know, if this it's more of a yes no, and I know you're not supposed to ask yes or no with the tarot.
But I do.
Yeah. Well, it's right now. Okay.
I do, you know.
It's kind of, okay, is this next? I'm going to say, because the Ace of Cups did come up, and to me, the Ace of Cups is summertime. So I'm wondering if the next 3 months is just like a waiting period for me, like an incubation period. Or is there something I should be doing right now?
There's an emotional renewal. So something is going to happen for you,
mm-hmm.
possibly to the better, and I think. And let me just do a three-card lay and see. Do you want to know specifically what the I'll try to phrase the question here. Would you like to know what will happen? I mean, will your endeavors be successful?
No, more that I'm pretty sure they'll be successful. And even if they're not successful, I will learn something from it. But more, it's just, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, I know am I supposed to be doing something right now?
Okay.
I just don't feel inclined to do any. Like, I don't feel inclined to write. I don't feel inclined to look for a job. I just don't even feel inclined to do much except.
Well, that's that Ace of Cups. You're in a period of somewhat of a period of depression, but that
mm-hmm.
you'll get over that. But let me see. How did you want to phrase that?
I don't. I just.
Is that question?
If you have another caller, go ahead, take them.
But so, okay. This is very interesting. Again, it looks like the first card is the Two of Pentacles again. I cut the deck and I reshuffled. But it's interesting how these cards came back. It fascinates me how cards come back in the same order or different.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship is going to take become a significant part of your future. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ace of Cups is in the center. So there again, that's
that's so funny.
But there again, that's that emotional renewal. You know, is that it? I believe. I believe you're going to develop a very strong relationship with this person. It looks like that.
Are you sure you shuffled them?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure. Done this. You know, I've even done this to myself. I shuffled them thoroughly. And wouldn't you know that the same cards, similar cards would come up, you know,
mm-hmm.
even in my own thing. So I find that I'm cards don't lie for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
They come back at you, and even if you want to ignore them, they come right back in your face, you know. So,
see, what they're saying now is just you're testing us, and you can't test us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know what it's all about, you know.
Yeah,
but again, it's the emotional renewal aspect. I think that's very important here, healing heart, you know, and some nurturing, you know, and beginning again, and it's a very strong card, and it's a good card, but it also signifies the grief and depression, and you know,
mm-hmm.
right? But looking at it from the positive sense, I'd like to believe that it's a card of renewal for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're due for one, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm due for one too. You're right.
Now I hear kids in the back. So you have children, do you?
Yeah, apparently.
I did actually pee all over the wall because I was trying to pee.
Yeah, that time it was an accident. Did you hear that?
Oh, I didn't quite hear it.
I accidentally peed all over the wall.
Mom, how do you actually do that, kid?
What's new? At least you admitted it this time.
I have to say that in the ninth card, the Nine of Cups, which is kind of a good card. You know, it's a card of
the third one is the Nine of Cups.
What's that? Yeah, third card is the Nine of Cups.
You got that one before too. I wrote it down.
Got it on the first card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of strange, but
yeah.
Just be careful. You know, be careful not to be, you know, not to take
okay.
seriously, but allow them to work with you. Don't look at things negatively. In other words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're at a position right now that it looks like you're in a position where you just mentioned that you're in a testing position. Fate is kind of testing you as to which way you're going to go. Either you go down or you go up.
Mm-hmm.
But these cards tend to show that. But in all of the relations, in your relationship with the new relationship, in your in old and so on, it's how you perceive it is the way it's going to work. If you can continue to keep a positive attitude, positive mental outlook on this, I think you're going to do very well. You're going to do well in your relationship. You're going to do well in your business. You're going to do well in emotionally, and
mm-hmm.
hopefully that's how it will work out. Just trying to steer away. I could see this in your whole reading. I could see the tendency, the balance that's needed there. I could see the tendency to, it could go either way, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you're at a pinnacle right now,
mm-hmm.
a very pivotal position. So try to keep everything positive in your outlook with everything you're doing, with your relationship, with your new idea,
mm-hmm.
and with your with the rest of your personal life. And I think you're going to really be successful. And I don't usually do this, but I'll pull up a fourth card. And the fourth card is the Two of Wands.
Oh, we didn't get that one yet.
No, but I don't use this. I'm doing it out of sequence, but I felt I needed another card, and this one's a Two of Wands, and that's a significant card. Though it's on the lower arcana, it's still significant for what you're. It's telling me that you're working. You're working toward finding some a balance, you know, between your thoughts and your this life and the next. I'm not sure if I can fully. And I'm looking at these other cards. I think you're about ready to make that fourth card. I'll leave it at that because I think we'll go over, maybe get a little more confused. But I think you're dealing with an emotional commitment, spiritual commitment here. Once you come to terms with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's well. So, if you're thinking of opening up, for instance, this particular school, then what's important is that's a very strong commitment to the psychic art, you know, which I feel is a sacred art, and in that you have to make your own. You have to. It's going to call upon you, you know, if you go into that, it's going to be taxing in its sense, but it's going to demand a lot of professionalism. It's going to demand a great deal of work, you know, to establish it and continue it and to, you know, make it flourish. So does that sound like more or less what you're...
It sounds exactly where I'm at right now. I don't
you?
Feel like I'm in a period of action. I feel like I'm in a period of inaction, which would be indicated by the cups,
right.
And there being so many cups. Yeah, I just feel, yeah, you know, I'm not depressed, but you know, I'm not all that joyful either. So I'm sort of trying to feel myself out, and I'm working towards getting that balance too. So, but I'm not there. So.
I think you will be. I think mm-hmm. it looks like you're like I said, you're in a period of spiritual renewal at this point,
mm-hmm.
or emotional renewal, and you just left the job and you just left, you know, whatever. You're in a new relationship, you know, and so. But it looks
the only thing is that that I'm not in a new relationship. I'm in our relationship.
Okay, you're in a relationship.
Yes, it's not new.
Oh, it's not new.
No. So does that throw everything off?
No, because you said it was a new, or I thought you had said it was a new relationship, but no, it doesn't necessarily be.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you can go. What I see is you're going through an emotional renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Since the Ace of Cups came up several times, and the good fortune basically is in the Nine of Cups. I see very good. I see a good outcome. And I don't really see anything really negative here, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah, I don't really see that. I would say just calm down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to. It looks like you're prone to some anxiety or some stress. So
mm-hmm.
just be there. But think positive. Work toward your goal, and I think you'll be achieved.
Okay, I appreciate it, Tom. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was a reading. If anybody else out there would like one, I still have some time. Be happy to do another reading tonight. Sometimes it's difficult to read when you don't have any major arcana cards. The major arcana is very, very strong, very powerful, more or less tells you where you're going. She did have some in the early in the lay, but I think that's where we're. I hope she enjoyed that reading. It seemed to be helpful. We still have about 12 minutes here to the show. If anybody would like to call, be happy to do another reading. What I was going to talk about is I was talking a bit about the Eric Fromm's work, The Anatomy of Human Destructiveness. And fascinating, fascinating book. It was published in the early 90s, I believe. And it talks... it's almost impossible to actually summarize this in a couple of sentences, but it identifies in detail the different destructive aspects of the human being, and how we are the only animal that can take pleasure out of hurting somebody or something, take pleasure out of, you know, that torture and death and massive death and screwing somebody out of money. Some people have take a great pride in that, a great joy in the fact that they beat somebody up, you know, beat somebody. And that in itself, those things are why we, why countries are, you know, want to continue to expand, or why certain governments are actually sadistic. Their methods of leaders are sadistic, and even masochistic. And those aspects of the human mind are quite fascinating. In that they show the destructive aspect of the human condition in polarity to the positive aspect, the nurturing, the peaceful and compassionate. That polarity exists. And this book introduces that both aspects quite well. But it's like I say, the human condition is quite complex. Again, that's why I wanted to relate that and somewhat to the tarot, and how the tarot I see how I look at life, how I view life, sometimes I continually fight my cynicism, you know, but skepticism. But I'm virtually an eternal optimist. I believe in the best of mankind, and believe for the best of mankind. And I believe that if I do that, and if other people do that, and if the world would do that, then the best of mankind would be revealed. You know, would take over, and we would be living in a unified, compassionate, peace-loving world, as opposed to the world we're in now. And it's only through continual thought processes, the continual output of positive works and positive actions and positive thinking and positive healings and so on, that you become more aware of how you influence others and how others influence you. So that if you take a completely negative approach to something, well, it's possible. Like, for instance, I have a book coming out, it's called Naked at the Mic, and it's essentially a political book. It's qualified in the political science category, but it's relating to the last 10 years of the political realm, our political situation in the United States, and how I've seen it as a radio talk show host. And a liberal political talk show host, and how I tie in a lot of the metaphysical aspects to my work as well, and how I'm not saying I don't, I'm not all positive. I'm very negative, and in fact, in this book, I'm very, very critical, but very critical of the Bush administration, very critical of the way the world is headed, and with evidence and articles and. It's a documented book with many interviews and articles and different authors and political and activists and environmental activists and so on. But it's kind of a general, a broad view of the global, national, and global condition we're in now, how we got here, and how we're and where we hope we can go, and it ends on a very hopeful note. I'm hoping that people will accept it and wake up to some realities that bring forth some very, very serious realities. That we talk about global, I talk about global population reduction and how environmental pollution is around the globe is affecting our is affecting the health of mankind, and global population reduction is a very real initiative sponsored by the United States and other governments around the world to reduce global population, and we get into that. But I have to, in order to write about these things and write about them with any authority and clarity, you can't be overwhelmingly negative. And a lot of some of the book is satirical. In fact, I have 20 essays just on political satire. But what I'm dealing with, what I'm trying to surmise here, is more or less the. Sometimes we have to be blunt, extremely blunt. And again, I bring up my the Queen of of Swords and the King of Swords and so on, in that approach. But I have a tendency to believe that, to want to believe, that we're headed toward a unity consciousness in this country and in the, around the world. On our Friday night show, which I would like to ask everybody to join us tomorrow night, we're listening or listening to our archive program. Join us tomorrow night when we talk with George Dixon. And George is our regular guest on Friday nights, and we talk about esoteric issues. And tomorrow night, I believe we may be talking about the colony, Mars colonies that exist now. And a recent article that came out by the granddaughter of, I don't know, the granddaughter of Dwight Eisenhower, who talks specifically about these Martian colonies. But I wanted to, Dwight Eisenhower was president of the United States back, and also the head of the Supreme Commander during World War II of all the Allied forces, so, and president of the United States in 52. But this is his granddaughter talking now. But we'll be discussing that article as well as other issues. But one of the main aspects we've been talking about is the Mayan calendar and, of course, the 2012 and what that means to us. And what it means essentially is not the end of the world as we know it, but more as the end of time and space as we know it. The world is advancing rapidly. Time is advancing incredibly fast, so that things are almost instantaneous. The minute you think of them, they can almost appear. But by the 2012, what will happen is we will have eliminated time and space as we know it. So we'll be entering the new planetary realm, and it's possible it may not even be the planet Earth as we know it. It's a time of ascension, okay, for the human race, a time of that we ascend to the higher vibrational levels of the universe and enter a fourth dimensional state where we're in a third dimensional reality. Now we'll be entering into a fourth dimensional reality where time and space as we know it don't exist. We'll become spiritual consciousness. What we desire will manifest within, in that moment. We'll be co-creators with the universe, co-creators with God, and we'll be entering the universal period of the galactic, of the Mayan calendar. Tune in tomorrow night, please. I have about a minute remaining. Tune in tomorrow night's show, and thank you very much for listening, and I have a good evening.